We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Here's the best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio that you've heard on this radio station over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day, and don't stay away. We're coronavirus free weekdays from 6 to 7 with the best of the Joe Show. A new sensation sweeping the nation, Jay Figg joins Hawk, Crowder, Solana, and myself and gives movie reviews. Here's a little taste.
All right, you've got four good suggestions here. I lie. You've got two good suggestions. Mine.
You're going to get the whole enchilada of that in about 30 minutes from now. Also, going to check in on the Joe Rose Show. They're talking with Baldy, Brian Baldinger, the Dolphins making some big-time free agent moves, and Dan Le Batard, Spring Breakers in South Beach. Spring break! It's time to get woo with some headlines. The Dolphins have officially cut safety Rashad Jones while signing former Patriots linebacker Elandon Roberts. Tom Brady is expected to undergo a physical today and continues to negotiate contract with the Bucks. MLS has pushed back resumption of play and now hopes to start May 10th. Inter-Miami is looking to hold its first home match. The Marlins-Mets series that was scheduled to be played in Puerto Rico at the end of April has been canceled due to coronavirus. If the series happens to take place, it will happen at Marlins Park. The FHSAA has halted all athletic activities indefinitely due to coronavirus. WrestleMania 36 will happen, just a little different than initially planned. It will be held over two nights, April 4th and 5th, on closed sets at multiple locations with Rob Gronkowski hosting. And now, in times like these, we need to relax. So let's take a step into the day spa. A Minnesota restaurant is giving a free roll of toilet paper with each order exceeding $25. Nice gesture, but what does that say about their food? A group of elephants in China recently broke into an abandoned farm due to people self-isolating and got drunk on barrels of whiskey and corn wine. Man, they beat me to it. The U.S. cannabis industry is asking people not to share joints or blunts, so puff puff, don't pass. Now on to weather, brought to you by Hialeah Park. Tonight's forecast cloudy with temperatures in the mid-70s. Win $25,000 cash at Hialeah Park Casino. Get free entries every Saturday and earn more entries playing slots every day now through March 21st. Grand prize $25,000 giveaway Saturday, March 21st. Visit HialeahPark.com for details. Joe Rose, they're getting up early in the morning. They're coming into the radio station, and they are getting you the information you need because the NFL, as we all know, don't stop for nothing. Not even coronavirus. So this morning, they caught up with Brian Baldinger, better known as Baldy. What are they talking about? Well, his thoughts on the Dolphins free agency and all the moves they've been making. Who are his favorite big uglies in the upcoming draft? Who will win at the AFC East? And he has an interesting quarterback favorite.
Now, how you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm over at NFL Films. We've been doing free agency all week here. I got to do the afternoon shift here today, but you know, it's been good for me because, I mean, be honest with you, I live in a film room, Joe. Like, I practice safe distancing every day. Like, anybody that ever comes in here, all these guys that want to come in here and watch this film, all they'd ever do is just fall asleep on me. So, like, I don't really have anything to worry about, you know, a whole lot of people crashing my little party here. So, I'm in good shape here, man.
You know what, buddy, I always say, they go, Joe, why didn't you coach, man? And I go, because they watch way too much film, dozing off from my hours I used to carry down here in Miami. It wouldn't have been a good fit. We want to ask you about free agency and this group of 9 or 10 guys, including three Patriot players, that the Miami Dolphins, what'd you think overall about the money that was spent that they had so much of?
Well, Byron Jones, you know, I mean, I know the Eagles were really interested in him. He's a really smart guy. I know if you look at his stats, you're not going to see interceptions, but he's just a great cover guy. He's really smart. He's been pretty healthy, almost in his entire five-year career. I think he's a good signing. Keith Van Noy can do just anything you want him to do. I mean, he's a really smart player. He stays on his feet. I think that Brian will use him a lot of different ways, just the way, you know, Bill did in New England. I mean, you go through the list of these guys. I mean, I thought they had a lot of good signings. You know, you could debate Eric Flowers. He played every snap for the Redskins last year, and I think, you know, he's a better guard than he was a tackle.
Right.
It's a big thing about Eric is, you know, he's from Miami. It's great that he's going home. Like, all that kind of stuff is out there. But if you go back and watch him, he played pretty good last year. You know, they didn't have their left tackle the whole year in Trent Williams, and so they had a bunch of different guys next to him. But he looked like he fit in pretty good there. They ran the ball real well in Washington. You go through the list of all these guys, there's, you know, Manny Ogbah really has never really panned out as far as I'm concerned. He's played in a couple different places. I watched him at Oklahoma State. You know, maybe they could get a little bit more out of him than what we've seen. Kamu Grugier-Hill, he's a Philadelphia Eagle. Like, he was a special team guy. He played a lot of different spots for him. Atlanta Roberts, you know, was a kid out of Houston that they liked from the very beginning in New England. You know, I mean, I think Brian probably has ways to use these guys just the way Belichick did. And, you know, I think, you know, if you look at it, they got some depth. They got some frontline starters like Byron Jones and Keith Van Noy. You know, they get, you know, I think they did some good things.
Speaking of all that, now we got all the draft picks coming up. Have you had a chance to study?
Yeah.
Because we need tackles in this draft badly.
Yeah.
Is there some the Dolphins going to be able to get with one of those three first-round picks that look pretty good? That could come in day one and start?
I don't think Wills will be there from Alabama. I don't think Wirfs will be there from Iowa. I'd be surprised if Becton is there. I'm looking at 18 now, you know, at the 18th pick. The fifth pick, I'm thinking quarterback, but, you know, who knows what they're going to do. I mean, I don't pretend to know at this point. But you would think that, you know, quarterback is certainly in play. But, you know, they've got three guys there. So, I mean, I think there's some guys that could be there. I mean, I think Jax from USC could be there. I think that Thomas from Georgia could be there. So, I mean, I think there's some guys. I've watched them all. I've kind of rated them all. I think there's certainly going to be a good player there, offensive tackle, at 18.
So wait, so you rated them. What would you be your top three guys, offensive tackle-wise, if you were picking there at 18? If you had your choice of any of the three at 18?
Well, my best, I think Becky Becton from Louisville is my number one guy. I mean, his size and the way that huge guy, and, you know, I mean, he can stay on his feet, and I think he's just getting started. He's still a very young kid. I don't think he's 21 years old yet. I love Wills from Alabama. He's my second favorite player. And then Tristan Wirfs from Iowa, whether you want to play him at right tackle or inside a guard, you know, his athletic ability is supreme. That's how I'm rated right now, Joe.
All right, that's fair enough right there. And we want to ask you why we're going at this thing, and we want to ask you about the AFC East right now with Tom Brady gone. Is this thing wide open for you, or does Belichick just have the touch and they're going to stay right there on top, or can the Bills, Jets, and Dolphins make a little bit of a move in the AFC East, because they have dominated this division like we've never seen done in the NFL, ever, what they've done?
No, we've never seen anything like it. I don't think we'll ever see anything like it again. I think it's open, Joe, to be honest with you. I thought that Buffalo really closed the gap last year. They played Brady the first time. He had his worst quarterback rating since 2006 against him. They look like they're being built for a playoff team and a long run of the playoff team. But I think Miami, certainly the way that they finished the season, beating the Eagles, beating the Patriots, you know, knocking the Patriots out of the home field type situation right there, beating Cincinnati in overtime. I mean, they played really well down the stretch. You could see the offensive line improved. You could see the coaching was taken over. I mean, you saw all the disgruntled guys early in the year, and they made their voices known. And then by the end of the year, they were playing as a pretty good group. So I think they've improved a lot. We got to see what they're going to do at quarterback, you know, and if that is, you know, whatever they do, you know, can he, just the way the Bills have built around their quarterback and they've gotten better, and I like Josh Allen a lot, you know, can they get their quarterback and build around him the way you're supposed to? And if they could do that, you know, then they should be able to get in the mix here.
How you like those three? I'm just going to just throw Joe Burrow out. He's gone. What about the next three? How do you want to try to rank him? Offensive lineman,
well,
you watch
Tua.
Him.
You do. I love Tua. I love everything about the kid. Everything. Now, you know, people are going to point to the injuries, and that's real. You know, guys do get hurt. That kid has got his priorities. I think I know him a little bit, Joe. I mean, I spent a lot of time in Hawaii. I know a lot of people that know Tua. He's a great kid. great family guy. All his values are in the right place. He's a fast twitch athlete. I mean, there's nothing that he can't do. There's no throws that he can't make. He sees the field very, very well. He played a lot of football at a very high level.
Wow.
He's my number two guy, and I think he's pretty close to Joe. Joe was just so awesome in every single phase of the game last year. It's hard to put anybody really near him right now. I know I'm crazy, but I love Jalen Hurts, man. I love that kid. I love everything about him. I love the fact that he didn't, like, just run out the door as soon as he got, you know, beat out by Tua. He stayed there. He graduated. He went to Oklahoma, won the job at Oklahoma, was in the Heisman Trophy candidacy all year long. He improved. To me, he's about as close a player to Russell Wilson coming out of college as we've seen. But he's bigger and stronger than Russell Wilson and almost as fast. And I'm not saying he's Russell Wilson, but he reminds you a lot of him. He's my third favorite player. I mean, I know there's Jordan Love and Justin Herbert and all those other guys there, but Jalen Hurts is my third favorite quarterback.
Okay.
And I think any team would benefit by drafting Jalen Hurts. I think he's going to make your room better, smarter, and more competitive right away.
Baldy, speaking of quarterbacks, obviously Brady to the Pats, Foles to the Bears, Rivers to the Colts, Teddy Bridgewater to Carolina, more moves to be made. There are a couple quarterbacks still sitting out there or will be sitting out there, including the Cam Newtons of the world, the Daltons of the world, and Jameis Winston. What happens to those last three guys I talked about, Jameis, Dalton, and Cam Newton at this point? Are there homes for all those three guys to start, or is someone going to be playing backup somewhere?
No, I don't think there's a place for all those guys to start. I mean, I think if you start with Winston, I mean, I think he could be a little bit like what Ryan Tannehill did last year. I mean, Tannehill went to Tennessee as a clear-cut backup. They didn't give him any job. And when Marcus Mariota was 2-4 and not getting the job done, they turned it over to Ryan, and he did what he did with it. With those 13 starts, he turned it into a $118 million contract. Jameis Winston could be given that opportunity someplace, and if he takes over and he can cut down the mistakes or eliminate the mistakes, then he has a chance to become a frontline starter. I think with Cam Newton, I think teams would be interested in Cam. You're going to have to pay him $19 million if you trade for him. Carolina hasn't cut him. I don't think they're planning on cutting him. You know, if somebody trades for him, they got to take that. He's got 1 year left in the deal, and you got to pay him $19 million. And I think there'll be a lot of teams that'll be shy to do that. I think Andy Dalton is going to go someplace as a backup and maybe a chance to start. And that's kind of how I look at those guys right now. I think Cam can still start in this league. He's going to have to get past the physical and show everybody that he's 100% healthy. And if he is, I think he can start for a couple different teams right now.
I've never gotten into your personal life, but what the hell were you doing over in Hawaii so much? Was that woman driven, or what was that about, Ball? You over in Hawaii?
It's a great playground, Joe. I mean, I go over there after the season. I got my buddies over there, and I'm in the water every day. You know, we're surfing and diving every day, and we're island hopping. So,
wow,
yeah, it's great stuff, man.
I used to go there a lot, but was with my ex, so I don't go as much. You know.
Yeah.
I did when I was a California guy, but kind of done, man. But it is nice over there. I was just wondering.
Yeah, but it probably brings back a lot of bad memories for
right,
you.
Right.
Yeah. Didn't go quite the way I thought it would. Right off the bat.
You said Hawaii, Brian, and his face turned red. That's all you had to say. Right?
Oh, my gosh. I was thinking of Big Island and Maui, and I started shaking. How could it be a bad trip? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
That was good. Baldy, as usual, man, we never get in your private life. I would never do that. You do well. You always have,
right,
and we're going to leave it with that. You take care of yourself, man. Thank you.
See you, Zach. See you, Joe.
Right,
take care, guys.
Brian.
Hawaii, great place to go anytime, especially during spring break, except not this spring break. Speaking of spring break, Dan Lebatard had a take on it.
Bah, bro, if I get Corona. It's spring break. We planned this 2 weeks ago. I'm not going to cancel. I have 2 weeks to plan. This is just 2:21. I want to drink. Bah.
5 minutes from now, you'll hear the rest of that. Plus, they might even have a stat of the day for you on the Best of the Joe Show. Welcome back to the Best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard on this radio station over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day. Follow me on Twitter at Dan Day Radio, where you can always step into the day spa. Beastie Boys, fight for your right to party. Right now, really no fighting for your right to party, unless you want to party by yourself, which is also cool. I'm going to do that tonight. Last night, I went down to the beach, and I was kind of disturbed. I walked by the park, and both volleyball courts and both basketball courts full of people playing. I was like, went down to the beach, same thing. Volleyball courts, absolutely packed. The beach, full of people rolling around in the sand. I was like, So tonight, it is going to be me listening to the weird music that I like to listen to, the indie punk pop music, and then just kind of chilling, maybe watch a movie, stay alone for a little bit. Kind of freaked me out, all those people playing sports in the middle of a pandemic. Sean Payton, my man, with the Saints, he's got coronavirus, so that's enough to scare me because he's superhuman, it kind of seems like. Well, Dan Le Batard, he's superhuman too. He and his show continues on despite the guys being in 50 different locations across South Florida. Earlier today, they were on from 10 to 1 like they are weekdays on 560 The Joe. They were talking about spring break. Whoa! Maybe not so much. And, well, they've got stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day.
I am sitting here wondering, as we do all of this, Billy, do we ever get that sound cleared of those reckless spring breakers who have outraged everybody? Because we've got these beautiful days in South Florida. Like, the beach has never been this empty. This space, you know, it's a little big brotherish down here where, and it seems inevitable, we are all headed to a quarantine that's going to be government mandated. Like, that seems where we're headed. As it is now, police officers are all over the place, and I just keep hearing megaphones and people being shouted at about, like, get out of here. These spring breakers who had no, and Chris gave voice to this when I was speaking last week about the idea that around this coronavirus, it feels like a hysteria because most people can survive this. And Chris said, yeah, but old people have a problem here. And to hear those spring breakers, I don't know if we got the sound clear. Billy, were we allowed to? Because it was totally outrageous. Billy says no, and he does this by giving me a Mutombo finger wag.
I love this.
Were you guys upset by this? Billy, did you saw this video, and I can't recreate it for you, but Stugatz was making the argument on behalf last week of, you know, dumb college kids, the way you think you're bulletproof when you're young, but it was a little infuriating to me to see some people so close to my mother's house. My mother's 74 years old. She's in the prime risk demo. She's got respiratory issues. To have them be flippant this way around her house when they can be carrying this disease, like, I found myself getting angry at my phone. Did that happen to you at all, Billy, when you were watching this? Because the selfishness of it was really outrageous.
Yeah, it's annoying. If you want, I can try to recreate it. Ready? Should I recreate it?
Yeah, sure.
Ah, bro, if I get corona, I get corona. Spring break. We planned this 2 weeks ago. I'm not going to cancel. I have 2 weeks to plan this. I just turned 21. I want to drink.
Excellent. That's an excellent
exactly
impersonation.
Exactly what it sounded like. Yeah,
that's it. That was pretty good. Maybe we'll do it again next segment.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here is the stat of the day. Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here is the stat of the day. Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here is the stat of the day. Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here is the stat of the day.
Short one.
Yeah, it's still the short one. Excellent. Lung capacity. Oh, you are strong, my friend. That's a good coronavirus test right there. Can you do that? Yes or no?
I feel like I don't have it, like, for sure.
Yeah, you're good. Stugatz, what is the stat of the day?
From Elias, assuming Jameis Winston will be in a different team this upcoming season, he will be the only quarterback over the last 40 seasons to have his first and last pass attempt with a franchise be a pick six.
I was remiss yesterday because there was part of my analysis on the Tom Brady stuff. There was something that I overlooked while saying that he was pretty bad last year. And you should know, Stugatz, Jameis Winston's QBR last season was 53.7. You want to guess what Tom Brady's QBR was last season?
94.2.
53.7. He was exactly the same as Jameis Winston. You have Tom Brady having a rather remarkable season. I understand that you don't look into the numbers and you don't crunch QBR numbers and you don't even know what QBR is. Do you even know what the acronym stands for?
No. Okay. I don't even know what an acronym is.
All right. It's quarterback rating, but Jameis Winston and Tom Brady had the same one, 53.7. But the thing that I was remiss in not talking about yesterday in our analysis of this, because Tom Brady was bad last season. And while people are talking about Tampa Bay's weapons, the thing I do wonder about, Jameis Winston was so reckless and turnover prone at a time that you cannot be in that league reckless and turnover prone. He had 30 interceptions, and then he had another 9 passes that he threw that could have also been intercepted. So it's not just that he had 30 interceptions, most in the league by a lot, right? Because Baker Mayfield and Phillip Rivers were terrible last year, and they only had 21 interceptions. He also had more passes that should have been interceptions that were dropped than any other quarterback. Kyle Allen was second, and you saw how terrible he was by the end of the season last year. So, given that, if you put Brady in the backfield, even bad Brady, as he was the last 10 weeks of the season, and all you're changing about the Tampa Bay Bucs, let's say you're not changing anything else because their QBR was the same last season, but what you're changing is that that last pass against Atlanta in a close game isn't a pick six. That what you're changing is that Tom Brady, no matter how bad he is, he's not throwing a lot of interceptions. These are his numbers the last decade throwing interceptions. 12, 8, 11, 9, 7, 2, 8. 11, 8. There were, guess how many quarterbacks last year, Stugatz, because the game has changed so much, right? Ben Roethlisberger, you can't win that way anymore. Old, reckless quarterback, that is not the way to win. If you turn the ball over too much, it's going to cost you at some point when you need one of those games. Want to guess how many quarterbacks last year had interceptions in the single digits? Didn't even go double digits on interceptions.
I'm going to say 2.
You've gotten much better, Stugatz, at this game of helping me out where you guess the number. It took you many years to learn how to do this. 21 quarterbacks.
What? Oh, my God.
21 quarterbacks had single-digit interceptions, and it does make me wonder, and I don't know the answer to this question, but it does make me wonder if that's more important to Bruce Arians than how many weapons he has on offense. That if Tom Brady is depleted and all he's changing about his quarterback position is, I'm putting someone in charge who's not going to turn the ball over. I blew past your point yesterday when you said, well, Peyton Manning did win the Super Bowl when he had 9 touchdowns and 17 interceptions. It was the worst season by far of his career, and he won the Super Bowl anyways. It makes me wonder, how much do you think an advantage it is if I just shave 20 interceptions off of the Bucs season? How much does it change 7-9?
I think it's a huge advantage. Of course it is. I mean, you also have to account for the 33 touchdowns that he had, right? So are they going to make all of those up with Tom Brady? And I think that they will. I think they'll get the same amount of touchdowns, and they'll get fewer interceptions, and therefore I think they'll be a better team. It's going to be fascinating to watch, yeah.
I want to know why it is you're feuding with Bill Simmons, because what were you mumbling about? What happened Bill there?
Listen, this is your relationship, okay? You and Bill are very close friends, and I become friends. As an extension, I become friendly with Bill Simmons, but I'm not nearly the type of friend with Bill that you are. And you think Brady News, Boston News, there are two guys you want on. You want Bob Ryan, you want Bill Simmons. Bob Ryan was there for us the second we asked him. Bill Simmons still has not responded to me or Guillermo after making several requests. And why? Because he wants all the important Brady takes, or at least in his mind, he thinks his Brady takes are so important that he wants them on his podcast, and he doesn't want them on the Dan Lebatard show with Stugatz, two people that he's very friendly with, a company he used to work for. He doesn't want them here. He wants them on his own network, and I am outraged by
this. What is wrong? That's exactly how you would do it. Like, that's exactly
that's
the
a good
same
point.
Thing.
Pretty good burn right there. Dan Lebatard show, always burning it up on the airwaves right here, 560 The Joe, weekdays from 10 to 1. Of course, you can download the podcast for that show, this show, or any of the shows that you hear right here by going to our website, WQAM.com, downloading the radio.com app, or wherever you get your podcasts for absolutely free. It seems like the world is engulfed in coronavirus and Tom Brady talk. So what Hawk and Crowder are doing in the afternoons, they're talking sports. They still got the Brady. They still talk coronavirus. But in this time of self-quarantine, you're going to watch a lot of movies. So we've got our very own Jay Figg phoning in, and the four of us are giving movies that she needs to watch that she probably should have already seen, but has not seen, and she's going to watch, and then she's going to give us her review. I've given some bangers. She hasn't seen any of mine. Crowder's given some okay movies. She hadn't seen any of those. She just seems to be watching Hawk and Solanas. Today, though, we made some more suggestions. Here's how it sort of went.
All right, you've got four good suggestions here. I lie. You've got two good suggestions. Mine.
And mine. What do we suggest? You'll find out in just 5 minutes. Cinco minutos here on the Best of the Joe Show. This is the Best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard on this radio station over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day. I know you don't have that much to do, so go ahead and follow me on Twitter, at Dan Day Radio. I'll make it worth your while and stave off a little bit of that cabin fever for at least a little while longer. That's at Dan Day Radio. Thank you for being on the level with me. As long as we can, we're going to be here at the station, talking sports, talking nonsense, making your life just a little bit better. Just a little bit better. I'm not talking about changing it dramatically, although I do have that effect on people sometimes. But no, just a little bit. Of course, the sports world continues on, not at a rapid pace, but at a pace. But it's not all about sports, especially nowadays with there not being that many sports. So, Hawk and Crowder jump on the radio from 3 to 6 right here on 560 The Joe weekdays, and they talk the sports. They talk about other things, too. They have Jay Figg on now every day. This is a sensation sweeping the nation. What we do is, Jay Figg, she's lived kind of a sheltered life. She's 25. She lives at home with her parents. She's not worried about this whole shutdown. She's cool. She's got a house. She's got support. She's not like me. I could be on the streets tomorrow. And then again, I don't need coronavirus to maybe put me out on the streets. But that's just the type of life I live. But we are giving Jay Figg movies that we consider bangers that she probably should have already watched to watch them for the first time and then report back. So we've been picking some movies. She's been watching them. She hasn't been overwhelmed by any of them, but that's going to change tonight. We have given her four great movies to watch. She's going to watch one, hopefully mine. And when she does, she'll be blown away. Kaboom. And it'll open up her mind. And she will become a movie aficionado or aficionado of some type. So here it is. Jay Figg, she joins the Hawk and Crowder show. Her likes and dislikes. Crowder gets musical. And he might also lie a little bit. And Hawk, he just wants to be heard.
So one of the things that we're doing during this very interesting time, this time that all of us are being asked to social distance, we are being asked, and I highly recommend you heed the warnings, we are being asked to be selfless. Not selfish. Stay out of public, and unless you have to go into work like we do. Our engineer, I was just talking with Tree outside. He also drives a truck for FedEx. Obviously, they have to go to work. FedEx is a very important part of what's going on. I think you should shop locally if you can, whether it's picking up food from a local restaurant tonight or going online to a website of a local store and ordering something. If you have disposable income right now, certainly a good thing to do. But most people are at home and they're looking for stuff to do. It's why we're doing the show every day. One of those people stuck at home is our own Jay Figg. Jay Figg, we're calling her on assignment because I feel like that sounds bigger than Jay Figg's locked in her room at home.
On assignment.
So Jay Figg, who used to come on and give us gambling picks in the Fade Figg segment. There's nothing really to gamble on. And if there was, she'd lose. But she would also give us the hot mic segment. But she's not here in the studio. So we're trying to keep her occupied while she is practicing social distancing and being at home during this time. She is being assigned by us movies to watch. She's 26 years old. She lives at home. She hasn't seen a lot of the movies that I think are just all-time bangers. So we're assigning her. We're going around the room and we're giving her suggestions once a day. And then she takes the suggestions, picks one of the four movies that we all give her, and then she posts a review on her Instagram account. Her Instagram is jfigradio. Letter J, F-I-G, radio. Yesterday, she was sitting outside by the pool. pool. It sounded slightly pornographic at the beginning. Oh, hi, guys. I didn't know you were here. Today, her review is in her car. I don't know where she's going. I think she should be home, but she's in her car. Maybe she's getting some away time from the family. I don't know. Hold on. Let me ask her. Why are you in your car?
My brother was making a lot of noise, so I had to come to my car to
So it's not your car. It's your outdoor studio.
Sure, exactly.
Right. We got to make everything sound bigger nowadays. We got to make everything. So she's on assignment, and today's movie review is from her auxiliary studio. Play, we've culled the sound from Instagram. Solana, play a little bit of her review here.
Hey, guys. I didn't know you guys were there.
Oh, no, sorry, that's yesterday. That's yesterday.
Wrong one.
I'm telling you, I've rented that movie before. You know how you had to walk through the doors that you didn't want to walk through at the back of the video store?
God.
That's how everyone started. Hey, guys.
A little curtain. My bad. Wrong one.
All right. Play today's review.
Hey, guys. It's JFig, as you may know, because you know you're on my page. If not, then that's kind of strange. But last night, I watched another Solana pick. It was Almost Famous for my quarantine lockdown watch. And I wanted to actually enjoy what I was watching yesterday, because after those two bombers, I knew this one would be something that I would enjoy because it was music related.
Right.
So I thought it was great. I thought it had a great storyline. It showed a lot of what happens on the road, and it shows a different perspective because it
all
came
right
from a journalist's point
of view. I get the idea
here.
So the first day JFig came on with us, I recommended Office Space.
Yeah.
You recommended
Pulp Fiction.
Solana recommended Kill Bill. And Dan Day recommended White Men Can't Jump. And so the first night, JFig watched Office Space. She gave it 3 out of 100. No, she gave it a 7 out of 10. You did not like my suggestion, Office Space. And then you watched Kill Bill, and you liked that a little bit more, even though in the review you said you fell asleep during it. But whatever. So
I fell asleep during both.
Okay, fell asleep during both. She's got a narcoleptic problem we discovered yesterday.
You have low iron?
We want to get this segment sponsored by Red Bull or Folgers Coffee. We're working on it. So yesterday, the suggestions that we gave her, I suggested The Warriors, which is a classic gang movie that happened to be on Stars last night. I watched it.
Wow.
You suggested
Congo.
Awful movie. Solana, you suggested Almost Famous, which is what she watched. And Dan, you had suggested Kids yesterday. Ugh, don't watch that movie. So you chose Almost Famous, Solana's recommendation.
Correct.
And
yeah,
it's a true story about a kid who goes on to write for Rolling Stone, and it was a very good movie, so you liked it.
I loved it. I thought it was great. It just reminded me of, like, a lot of the times I would go to concerts and, like, backstage and stuff, so it was, like, a nice little thing to remember when you were locked down in your house.
Somebody texts in, anyone who does not like Office Space is either a teenager or a serial killer.
Probably both.
You have to figure out which one she is. She's 26 years old. She's not a teenager. We're each going to suggest a movie for you for tonight. So you liked Almost Famous, you did not really like Office Space, and you kind of liked Kill Bill, correct?
Correct. Yes.
All right. My,
please recommend better ones.
I'm only giving you good movies. I can't help it if your taste is bad.
You guys were laughing at Warriors yesterday and Congo. What is that?
But
Congo's
you have
a good movie.
No, it's not.
Congo's
but Warriors
a
is a great movie. All right. Have you ever seen Apollo 13?
Very long time ago.
With Tom Hanks? All right, I'll give you a different one then. Have you ever seen Training Day?
Training Day. I don't think so.
With Denzel Washington and Ethan Hawke, right? Isn't Ethan Hawke in that movie?
Yeah.
When I tell you that movie is stunningly good. Denzel Washington, did he get the Oscar for that? He should have.
Sure, he did.
That was some of the best acting you'll ever see. So my suggestion to you today is Training Day with Denzel Washington. All right, Crowder, what are you going to suggest for JFig?
Since she doesn't even take mine into consideration, I'm trying to go a little more music-y.
Okay, good idea.
Yeah. What about, have you seen 8 Mile?
8 Mile, a long time ago.
Okay, well, what's love got to do with it?
No, I have not.
Tina Turner movie?
That's a good movie.
She's not going to like that.
What?
Maybe she will.
She's not going to pick mine anyway.
I mean,
I'm just talking.
I will tell you, Tina Turner, you should know everything about her because you love music.
Well, she didn't know the Beatles.
That is true.
Oh, my God. Neither did you, Crowder.
I don't like music.
Well, he's got you there.
Exactly. So I wouldn't even watch his movie.
He's got you there. All right, so What's Love Got to Do with It? That is a Tina Turner movie. Solana, what are you suggesting?
J-Fig, I know you're going to watch my movie again, so I'm going to give you another banger. Life of Pi.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, watch it. It's a great movie.
Yeah. Watch that. What is that? That's the animal on a rowboat movie?
All I remember it as.
J-Fig,
oh,
trust me.
God.
Trust me. One of the greatest. It's cinematic excellence.
By the
trust
way,
me, one of the greatest movies
here's
ever.
Armando Salguero's tweet, which is, I'm guessing what he was referring to earlier. Armando Salguero from the Miami Herald tweets, Todd Gurley will be a free agent as every NFL team not named the Los Angeles Rams expected. And then he tweets, the much cheaper Todd Gurley derby begins now.
Oh, okay.
So that might be what he was referring to. All right, so your suggestion so far, Training Day, What's Love Got to Do with It, Life of Pi, and Dan Day, what are you suggesting for J-Fig?
Well, real quick, if you don't like Office Space and you don't like my movies, I think you're a communist.
Yeah, she's a communist. I'm with
well,
that.
Dan.
Seconded. All right, what are you suggesting?
I'm going to give you one of the all-time bangers. It's dark, it's deep, it's beautiful. It is American Beauty. Have you ever seen that?
Great movie.
Good movie.
American Beauty. The title does not recall, but maybe like if I see it.
Okay, that's a Kevin Spacey and
Mina Suvari.
Is that her name? That movie is great. I kind of want to watch that again now. All right, you've got four good suggestions here. I lie. You've got two good suggestions. Mine, Training Day, and Dan Day's American Beauty. And then if you can't find those because the rental store has, if they're all checked out at Blockbuster, then try to find What's Love Got to Do with It or Life of Pi. If things
I'm going to
really,
tell you right now, Life of Pi is the last choice.
Honestly, this pandemic would have to last 17 years for Life of Pi to get on my suggestion list. All right, so follow her on Instagram. You can see her review of the movie Almost Famous that she watched yesterday for the first time on Instagram. It's J-Fig Radio, the letter J, F-I-G Radio. And then tomorrow she will review one of the movies that we just suggested to her now. Thank you, J-Fig. Stay safe.
Thank you, guys. You too.
There you go, J-Fig.
Badmouth our movies. You got to leave it open for her. You badmouth our movies. You ain't going to give a chance.
They just aren't working. Dan Day and I are the only ones that have a shot on today's
I see what's happening. You're jealous because she's only doing my movie reviews. I get it.
Well, the truth of the matter is I only give good suggestions. She whiffed on Office Space and... More people need to listen to me, and less people need to listen to you.
I'm going to start making up movies, and y'all play along with me, because she's not going to listen to mine anyway.
That will be funny.
Yes, I'm going to make up
names. That's a great idea. And then I want to see her review it, and then we'll know she's lying. Who were they doing that to that was not watching game film? They were giving them blank tapes.
Jamarcus Russell.
It was Jamarcus Russell?
Dan's boy from LSU.
They were giving them blank. If you haven't heard this story, his coach in the NFL, this is Oakland, I guess?
Yep.
Kind of came to the conclusion that he's not watching the game films, but he's saying that he is.
And this is back before iPads and all, when they gave you DVDs.
They would give you the tape or the DVD.
Yeah.
They gave him blank tapes or DVDs. And then he would come back to the facility the next day. They'd say, do you watch it? He said, yeah. They said, so you understand what you're up against? Yeah. And they knew right then he was not watching it because there was nothing on it.
Multiples on defense. They were fast in the
you've
front
gotta
four.
You got to do that to J-Fig. That'll be funny.
J-Fig is our Jamarcus Russell, I guess. That is a sensation that is sweeping the nation, especially with everyone all locked up and secluded, watching movies, Netflix and chill, or whatever service you have. Chill, we give J-Fig the movies. She rates them. A guy that is a movie guru. No, I'm not talking about the beautiful man with the beautiful voice. That'll be calling the beautiful game in just a couple of minutes. Doug Plagans, that's right. We're going to play a classic Panthers game in just a couple of minutes. He knows music. He knows movies. He knows pop culture. He knows hockey. But no, I'm talking about Danny G. Danny G is in the house right now. You didn't happen to hear that last segment, did you? I know you've been doing a lot of stuff.
I heard a little bit of it, yeah, but they were talking about how J-Fig whiffed on Office Space, which is like one of the funniest movies of all time.
Well, she did. But our picks for today, I want to run by you, and you let me know which you would want to watch first.
Okay.
And just give me your general thoughts on the movie. Training Day.
Training Day's a really good movie. Definitely got to see it. I think it's a bit overrated, but I love it. No, I think it's a great movie. Oh. I think it's a great movie. It has its place. For me personally, a little overrated, but I like it.
Classic right there. Okay, What's Love Got to Do with It?
Oh, great movie. I mean, the beat. I hate to say it. The beat Knight puts on Tina is just hard to watch sometimes, man. But it's really good at the end, you know, when kind of Tina gets away and Lawrence Fishburne is there and he's like, come on back now, girl.
What I don't understand is I get a hard time for suggesting the movie Kids. And then someone suggests, "What's Love Got to Do with It?" Ah, no, that's okay.
No, hey, come on, bro. Nah, bro. There's a little bit of a world of like creepy, disgusting difference there, bro. Different kind of, just a brand of disgusting.
If you're self-isolating and you're feeling the need to get out there and maybe go touch someone, watch Kids.
Yeah.
You will stay by yourself for a very long
time.
They
actually showed Kids in high school, like in my
it's
school.
It's a tutorial type movie. It scared me straight for a while. Actually,
I couldn't believe it. They put it on in health class. We watched it for 2 days in health class, and I was like, at the end, I was like,
every 13 to 14 year old should see Kids.
Oh, definitely.
It will change your life.
Yeah, absolutely. Just
I don't know for the better. It might make you worse. But
Every time I hear Casper the Friendly Ghost, take it. Oh!
Okay, that's enough.
Yeah, all right.
Life of Pi.
Life of Pi, very good movie. Definitely suggested.
A little slow.
A little slow, but you know, I like a nice slow burn sometimes.
An American Beauty.
Oh, come on.
All-time banger.
You're talking about my top, maybe in my top 20, top 15 all-time movies, Kevin Spacey? Are you freaking kidding me?
So I don't even have to ask. You're going with my pick first.
Oh, American Beauty.
Never seen it.
Never seen American Beauty.
Never seen it. She had never seen American
Beauty. Never seen it. Yeah, I would be so shocked if you'd never seen
it.
Oh,
man, I had that on VHS,
yeah,
baby.
American Beauty's top of the pops there.
No, I don't think VHS was even around when that came out in
1999. No, actually, I did have American Beauty on VHS.
I think I had a bootleg copy on VHS. Yeah, I did, actually. I shouldn't say that. I admit to way too many crimes on the radio sometimes. Okay, well, Danny, you are not just a wealth of knowledge when it comes to movies. You're really just a hodgepodge jack of all trades.
I'm a renaissance man of useless knowledge, yes.
So we've got some birthdays that we're celebrating
today.
I'm going to say the names, and you just kind of word associate. Just let me know what you're thinking.
Okay.
Richie Ashburn.
I have no idea who that is, but it makes me think of Rick Astley.
Oh, Richie Ashburn, Major League Baseball Hall of Famer, one of the fastest men to ever play the game.
Oh, man, I deserve a strike on that.
Born in 1927, died in 1997, so.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not as a
little before my time there.
Maybe not as an accomplished
athlete.
Maybe
you should ask me about Marquise Grissom or something like that.
This is an athlete, not as accomplished, but accomplished nonetheless, Rick Meyer.
Oh, Rick Meyer. The... A few games he played for the Jets really come to mind there.
Notre Dame proud. He was
Notre Dame proud,
Notre Dame.
Yeah, but he got a big contract. When I think of him, he got a big contract with the Jets, and he couldn't throw to his left.
Was there any time he played for Notre Dame that they played the U?
No, that was just after we ended the rivalry.
Catholics, convicts?
Yeah. That was right. He was right there around the time of like Jerome Bettis, which is when we ended. We ended about, he was there about 93,
okay.
94.
Well, he is 50 today. I got to give a big shout out to my man, Antonio Daniels.
Antonio Daniels, the basketball player?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that dude could slam it, man.
I'm telling you, the guy could play and a pretty good announcer. He announces for Fox Sports New Orleans, the Pelicans game.
I did not know that he was calling your Pelicans
games. It's his first year. Let me give him a shout out. 45 years young today. I actually hit him up on Twitter, just said happy birthday. He hit me back. Said he's ready to get back into action.
That's what I like to hear, dude. Good to hear from Antonio McDaniels. Happy birthday.
He won a world championship with the Spurs.
He did with one of those Popovich teams. I think it was the first one with Robinson.
There you go. Now, this one, maybe you've heard of him, maybe not. Wyatt Earp.
Wyatt Earp? Tombstone, baby.
Shoot out at the OK Corral, man.
That's one of my favorite movies, Tombstone.
Speaking of a favorite, man, this is almost a national day of celebration. 65 years old today. Hopefully he's not retiring. Bruce Willis.
Oh, come on, dude. Yes. Yippee-ki-yay,
No!
Nah, I caught myself.
That is probably his best movie.
That is his best movie.
I was saying, the Die Hard 3, to me.
Oh, Die Hard with a Vengeance? Love it. But here's a funny thing people don't realize about the Die Hard movie. Before Die Hard, like, the American image of what an action star was Sylvester Stallone, it was Arnold Schwarzenegger, it was Jean-Claude Van Damme, these impossibly ripped muscle guys. And then here comes schlubby Bruce Willis, who did, like, Moonlighting and Blind Date and, like, kind of like a comedic actor guy. And he changed the action hero genre forever to be like, hey, even a schlub like this can be an action hero.
Really is, man. I think more people identified with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You just got to be a tough guy. You don't have to be a buff guy.
No, yeah, exactly. Listen, you could be a guy who shows up with a teddy bear and save Nakatomi Plaza barefoot.
Speaking of teddy bears, Andy Reid.
Oh, Andy Reid!
62. When I hear that name, I think Santa Claus, which goes right along with Dial.
No, absolutely. And you know what? I got to say congratulations to Andy Reid. I was really pulling for him to win the Super Bowl this year. One of the best coaches in the NFL. Long deserved. Finally gets the credit that he deserves with the win here. Going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, in my opinion.
So, yeah, those are some of the birthdays that we have. Celebrity, athletic, just all-around birthdays right there. So, kind of associated with that. I think so far the movies we've given J-Fig, getting back to that, have all been good movies.
Oh, definitely.
Congo's a little questionable.
Congo, I don't even know what Channing was thinking.
Crowder's my
one.
Man, though. But,
I love
know,
Channing,
you get attached
but come on
movies.
Now, man.
You get attached to movies.
Congo's just terrible.
Yeah. I don't know what to say to that, man. So.
You ever see, like, if J-Fig, if you're listening out there, listen, there's a movie you should watch. If you've never seen Coming to America, you should watch Coming to America. If you've never seen Trading Places, in fact, anything on the 1980s Eddie Murphy catalog, Beverly Hills Cop,
oh, yeah.
Golden
48
Child,
hours.
48 Hours, you want to go ahead and watch any one of those movies, you're going to have a good time. Like that would be my suggestion to her. Eddie Murphy in the 80s.
And just as man cannot live on bread alone, man cannot live on movies alone. So have you been watching some of these ESPN classics or some of these replays that have been coming on TV?
I've been watching some 30 for 30s lately that I've been catching up. I caught up on the Michael Vick one not too long ago. The Dennis Rodman one has been really interesting. Other than movies, man, I'll be perfectly honest with you. I've been stalled up playing video games.
Well, I'll tell you, in 6 minutes, you're going to get to relive a classic Panthers hockey
That's
game.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Doug Plagans. He says, coronavirus isn't stopping me. He's going to be on the call. He is going to walk us through a classic Florida Panthers game, and you are going to be right there along with him.
Well, I can't wait to get into it. I believe who is it tonight? We have the Maple Leaf game, if I'm not mistaken.
I think that is. A lot of history was made in that game. Am I correct?
Yes. A lot of history was made in that game. And, you know, it's just going to be a really good time. And you know what? I think it's very rare for us to kind of have an opportunity to just kind of like look back at some of these games. Because, you know, we in sports, we're just always on to the next thing. I think sometimes we lose touch with the things that have gone on in the past. And it's a good time to reconnect a little bit with our sports history.
And nobody does it better than Doug Plagans.
Absolutely.
So we are going to step aside. We're going to let Doug Plagans take over. We're going to take that walk down memory lane, go home, watch American Beauty, and tune in tomorrow, 6 o'clock. We'll be back right here with the best of the Joe Show.
Doug,
later, slug.
Doug, what'd you have for lunch?
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.